Good morning. It's April 29th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. As the tech world turns its eyes to Apple's upcoming Let Loose event on May 7th, 2024, excitement builds with the promise of groundbreaking new products. Among the anticipated announcements is a new iPad Pro, rumored to boast an OLED display and the next-gen M4 chip with a focus on artificial intelligence, setting a new benchmark for tablet technology. The following month, Apple will host the Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC 2024 Developer Conference, on June 10th, where iOS 18 is expected to be previewed. This new operating system is said to incorporate enhanced AI capabilities, along with potential updates to core applications such as mail, notes, photos, and fitness, indicating a significant leap forward in smartphone technology. Analysts are buzzing with predictions that Apple's stock could see a 33% increase as a result of these AI-centric announcements. This optimistic outlook underscores the high expectations from both investors and consumers for Apple's foray into advanced AI applications. In a strategic move to further solidify its position in the AI arena, Apple is currently in discussions with OpenAI to integrate generative AI technology into the next iPhone. The tech giant is also considering a partnership with Google for licensing the Gemini chatbot for iOS 18. While Apple has yet to finalize its partnerships, this exploration signals a deep commitment to enhancing the AI capabilities of its products, promising an exciting future for iPhone users. Meanwhile, SoundHound AI, a company valued at just over $1 billion, is gaining attention in the AI industry. With a substantial booking backlog of $661 million, SoundHound is poised to make significant strides in the integration of AI into the automotive and restaurant industries. This spotlight on SoundHound AI highlights the broader potential for growth and innovation in the AI sector, suggesting a promising horizon for investors and technology enthusiasts alike. In a strategic move that could shape the future of electric vehicles in China, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has landed in China for a crucial meeting with Premier Li Qiang. The agenda? To negotiate the deployment of fully driverless car technology in the world's largest automobile market. This visit isn't just a routine check-in, it's a pivotal moment for Tesla as the company navigates through the complexities of global electric car sales, slowdowns, and stiff competition from more affordable Chinese EV manufacturers. Musk's primary goal is to gain approval for transferring driving data collected in China back to the U.S. This data transfer is key to refining Tesla's autonomous driving technology, with the ultimate aim of rolling it out in China. However, Tesla's road in China hasn't been smooth. The company's market share has been shrinking, facing fierce competition from local EV makers who are rapidly gaining ground. Additionally, the backdrop of the European Union's scrutiny into Chinese EV subsidies adds another layer of complexity, potentially impacting Tesla's strategies and exports to Europe. Musk's meeting with Premier Li is more than just a diplomatic gesture. It's a critical step for Tesla to reinforce its presence and navigate the challenges in the rapidly growing Chinese EV market. In a groundbreaking unveiling at the 2024 Zhongguancun Forum in Beijing, China takes a significant leap in the AI race with Vidu, a pioneering AI model developed by Shengshu AI and Tsinghua University. This model represents China's first foray into one-click high-definition video creation, setting a new benchmark in the field of artificial intelligence. Vidu, the newly introduced AI marvel, is capable of producing a 16-second 1080p video clip at the push of a button. It's powered by the Universal Vision Transformer, UVT, a self-developed visual transformation model architecture. UVT stands out for its ability to accurately simulate the real physical world, craft scenes with intricate details, and incorporate unique Chinese cultural elements, showcasing a deep understanding of Chinese factors. The inception of Vidu's core technology, UVT, predates the development of its competitor Sora's model architecture. This positions the Vidu research team as early pioneers in the AI video generation arena. The launch of Vidu not only underscores China's rapid advancements in AI, but also marks a significant stride in the global AI landscape, demonstrating a strong commitment to leading in this critical field of technology. Moreover, The strategic move is bolstered by Tsinghua University's establishment of the School of Artificial Intelligence. This new school, with Turing Award winner Andrew Chi-Chi Yao at the helm as its first dean, is dedicated to pushing the boundaries of AI through core fundamental theories, model architectures, and talent cultivation. This initiative further solidifies China's position in the global AI race, indicating a bright future for the country's technological innovations. In a tale of innovation that transformed the world, Jean Huerny and Robert Noyce redefined the semiconductor industry with their groundbreaking contributions. Let's dive into how their collaborative genius paved the way for the technology that powers our lives today. Jean Huerny, a name synonymous with ingenuity in the semiconductor field, developed the planar process. This revolutionary method for manufacturing transistors was a game changer, setting the stage for further advancements in integrated circuit technology. Building on Huerny's foundational work, Robert Noyce took the leap into the future with his invention of the monolithic integrated circuit. This wasn't just a step forward, it was a giant leap that revolutionized how semiconductors were made and used, especially in critical applications like intercontinental ballistic missiles. The significance of these innovations cannot be overstated. Noyce's subsequent patent for a semiconductor device and lead structure further propelled the industry forward, enhancing the functionality and reliability of integrated circuits. Recognizing the monumental impact of their work, the Computer History Museum has hailed these breakthroughs as the most important in the history of the semiconductor industry. The collaborative efforts of Huerny and Noyce didn't just lay the groundwork for the modern semiconductor industry, they ignited a revolution whose flames continue to power technological advancements today. Their legacy is a testament to the transformative power of collaboration and innovation in the tech world. In a perplexing turn of events, Apple users with Mac.com and Me.com email addresses are finding themselves unexpectedly locked out of their Apple IDs. This sudden wave of account lockouts, which began on April 27, 2024, has left many in the Apple community searching for answers and a way back into their accounts. The issue has affected a broad spectrum of users, prompting them to reset their passwords without any clear explanation from Apple. The cause of these lockouts remains a mystery, as Apple has yet to release an official statement addressing the situation. This has led to confusion and inconvenience among the affected users, who have had to go through the process of resetting both their Apple ID and app-specific passwords to regain access to their accounts. Notably, the problem has caught the attention of prominent developers like Michael Tsai and Dave Wood, who have shared their own experiences of being locked out. Tsai, for instance, managed to reset his password, albeit with some glitches along the way. These personal accounts from well-known figures in the Apple developer community underscore that the issue is not isolated and could be more widespread than initially thought. Despite these alarming user reports, Apple's system status webpage currently indicates no issues, adding an element of mystery to the situation. For those experiencing this problem, it's a small comfort to know you're not alone, though the lack of communication from Apple leaves many questions unanswered. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.